The next item is 2.4, political signage.
So what we wanted to do was, we just had a great political season, and we're going to gear up for another one next year. And it's going to be another great political season.
Good timing here, Gordon.
So what we want to do is make sure that we're doing what we want to do about the political signs. If you look at some of the cities, like South Jordan...
Are they gone?
Go ahead, Jordan.
Okay, keep going. You three get to decide this.
That's funny. I want to decide the economic stuff. Let's do that one.
Okay. We'll bring you that in just a minute. But the political signs are, if you go to South Jordan, they are very strict about anything in the public right-of-way, and that includes the park strip. So if a resident puts it in the park strip, city picks it up, because that's city right-of-way. So city owns that. If it's in the city right-of-way, it's just all city right-of-way.
So park strip has an in front of someone's own house.
Is owned by the city.
The park strip.
Yeah. So your property line is behind the sidewalk.
Right.
And so
residents know that, by the way.
No resident knows this. Yeah. And it kicks off people in South Jordan to know, and but they are starting to get the message out, and they pick up the sign, and then they charge a fee to pick up the sign. So I'm throwing out this to you. I want to just make sure there were some people that felt we had too many signs all over our city. I wasn't necessarily one of those. I love the signs. But if we are comfortable having lots of signs, we say it's 3 weeks before the election, we would change some of the wording to say 3 weeks before the ballot is mailed out. But we will compensate for that. But we'll change the wording either before the election or before the ballots are mailed out. If you like that, this discussion is over at this point. If you don't like it, then we need to talk about it.
That's the way we've always dealt with it, right? We've been very lenient.
Yeah. So if we're good with it, I don't want to change it.
I'm okay in the park strip in front of our house.
Okay. Are you okay with them along the fences, along where you see them, along like cameras, 6,000? Because those are the...
So I guess if we're going to do it for a political sense, we got to make sure we do it with all the other snack signs.
Anybody, once you open it up...
Anybody can put
there's no so all those the home builder signs that they're doing on those little same size as the political signs, they need to comply with the same rules.
We totally agree.
So the question is, this is what we do right now to accommodate the home builders. Is they're allowed to put up those snipe signs over the weekend? If they can put them up on Saturday, but they have to be gone Sunday night. Now, we don't have to do that.
What about the ordinance?
No, that's part of the ability.
We don't have any working.
Yeah. We don't have code enforcement.
If we chose to do something different, we could. So I didn't want to get into all the homes, but we can.
So what about like the aerator services or aeration?
That's a political sign during that time, but the rest of the time, it's a sign we gain. Or if you can earn $10,000 a week as my apprentice.
Do you own a sign company, Gordon?
Yeah, I put those out everywhere.
So, I don't like the idea of having them in... you know, park strips I'm okay with, but actual parks, no, I'm not comfortable with that, or city open space, or...
Can I tell you, there's
a problem. Once you open up the public space for signs...
Any part of the public space.
Any space, you're stuck. You can't say, well, I'd like
to move my life first amendment.
But we do. We have done for years. We allow them in public space. Because they're always in the public right-of-way at every intersection. But by not picking them up, we're allowing it.
Right.
We're not enforcing
that. We've actually been told to do that.
We just want to make sure. If we like what we're doing, let's just continue with what we're doing.
So if you want something done, you're the chief to do it.
So if we like what we're doing, we'll continue what we're doing, and next election will be similar to this election, and it'll be great.
Okay. Oh, I hope not.
Oh, wait, what?
Never mind.
Well, every year we say we're going to really enforce it this time, and we don't. So we do need to decide if we're really going to enforce it.
That's what
we're
right.
So I'm part of the staff to have an ordinance to say we're going to enforce it. And we were told that, this was the words. Just keep on doing what you've done in the past. That's not direction.
Okay. So I'll take the devil's advocate side for a minute. So I trash, you know, during the election. They are all over the place. That being said, you want an informed voter populace, and if the downside is simply that there are a lot of annoying signs for 6 weeks, but you maybe have voters who see the names more frequently and then maybe as a result reach out to the website or whatnot, because you're always going to have candidates who can't afford to send out flyers, who can't afford to do an expensive campaign, particularly in a local race. And by eliminating one of the most visible ways of getting their name out there, you harm potentially good candidates. So I'm just going to throw that out as a, I agree with what you're saying. You open it up, you open it up, but we haven't.
Ask, is there an ordinance in any city that you're aware of that does somehow try to carve it up? Because again, I'm not comfortable having signs in the middle of a park, but I do think that we could somehow write the ordinance to say you can't have them in a park, but you could have them on a park strip or...
Well, the problem is it's about public property.
The thing is...
Well,
I think it's pretty hard.
The thing is, we
haven't
had that
problem. There are no other cities that have that? There's no other cities
there
that
are
have
no other cities
like
that have good sign ordinances.
Okay.
Everybody enforces them illegally, but well, I guess what we're saying is we have not, so we had a rally at one of our parks, and there were a whole bunch of signs right down the line in the park strip for them to show them where they were coming in. It frustrated some folks, but at the end of the day, no one put signs in the middle of the park that didn't take them down right when they after the rally was over or whatever. So we have not, the issues of them being in the park is not an issue yet. It's only been in the park strip, we go to mow, we have to take them out, and we put them back.
And there's hundreds and hundreds.
But again, I'm with Nicole on this. I think there's some value in letting people know that there's election. They ought to think about voting. If you turn on your TV, you see the same pollution. No, the same kind of messages going on everywhere in your life. Billboards.
It's a necessary evil. We know it happens.
So if you're good with what we're doing, we'll continue with what we're doing. We just want to make sure you're good with what we're doing.
Well,
and
but
if you're not good, we're going to change it. What we're doing is having signs everywhere.
So all the home builders signs.
We have an ordinance that we're not enforcing is what we're doing.
I don't want the selective enforcement if that's what we're going to do.
No, that's what we've been doing.
The problem that I
makes
see.
It tough.
We need to change it.
But so we haven't been doing selective enforcement.
John's not listening.
We have not been doing selective enforcement.
We've been doing no enforcement.
I understand what you're saying, John, but the problem is we've been told not to pull down the political signs. But our signs, we do take down all the time.
But you didn't hear that from you.
This is a problem we've had to put our staff in that position.
Right.
I've been pretty passionate about it. Let's hear. Do you reinforce it or change the ordinance?
We're going to be rewriting the whole sign ordinance as part of our update that John and I are working on.
We just need to know what to put in. But we need to know what we put in.
Well, definitely, I think we should clarify what the official start date of the sign season
is. Part of what I guarantee you it will say is it will not talk about political signs at all.
So we can say something.
You can't define a political sign different from a home builder sign.
Okay.
We can say something like this. You can allow a sign so large on public property from this date to this date. But as soon as you have to read it to figure out what it is, you lose. We could do that. I'm not so sure I would make that time period right around the election period, but I'd do it something.
But what does it say?
Could you do like a 6 week time period?
Well, we've defined political signs.
Right now it says political signs 3 weeks before the election.
Yeah. All right. As long as you say political sign in your throat. So anybody can put any sign they want in the public property, in parks, anywhere else during this time period.
And call it.
But
and
right
call
now we do say 3 weeks before and specific to political signs.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're just worried about the worst print of horribles that we get sued over it because we've taken somebody's sign down.
I think that our law or our ordinance right now is unenforceable.
But we enforce it.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't.
We don't even know what we're doing. This is great.
Hey, let's kind of move this on. I think this is a discussion we could have. So we're not going to have any more political...
came to no decisions whatsoever.
Okay, just so you know where I'm coming from, the park strip in front of your house, I'm okay with that.
But then again, to John's point, that is public space,
public
and so by saying in front of your house, you've essentially said anywhere.
Well,
there's
it'd be
but then let's say a resident would reasonably perceive to be their own property. I mean, mean, it's something that clearly they wouldn't perceive that a park is their own property, but they're park strip signs.
Somebody told
them. They could reasonably, yeah, right. Would reasonably think that that's their own property.
I think it just creates a problem because then you have the park strip in front of the park.
But they wouldn't. What about the park strip all the way down 56?
If you eliminate all of the public space for political signs, where in the heck do you put a political sign?
On your own property.
Exactly. So you have candidates who are getting absolutely no opportunity to publicize themselves because the majority of your city candidates, what they're scraping together is money for political signs, and that's about all they can afford. It's very expensive to do robocalls. It's very expensive to do flyers. Certainly not doing TV, not doing radio. That doesn't work for city. So now what you have done is essentially eliminate the ability for any city council candidate to make themselves known. And then what do we end up with in terms of knowledgeable voter base?
So they're being disenfranchised is what you're saying.
Yeah, I just, again, I don't, it's but annoying to look at, but if it helps educate voters that so-and-so candidates are out there, then why not?
Okay, so UDOT's perspective, from my understanding, is it's actually illegal to put it on any of UDOT's fences and stuff like that. However, they won't go out and enforce it either unless it's a safety hazard.
Right. And the reason you don't enforce it is because unless you, if you took off, let's say you just happen to get mostly of this one candidate and you missed a couple of the others, oh man, that's going to go on the press. They're going to take pictures. Your staff was instructed to leave, let this candidate. And you now, as an agency, endorse somebody by your selective takedown of signs. So you, it's very tough to get it uniformly, right? Like the idea of eliminating.
So what we're trying to do is we have next year's election.
People already think they can't do that.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is if they rewrite the ordinance and John wants to say it's either all or nothing, that will clarify that people could put it in parks. And I'm trying to say, rather than do that and put ourselves in this funny, oh, we're not going to enforce it zone that we've been in, where the honest candidates that read the ordinance and try to comply are actually being penalized for doing so. Let's try to just
at least that happen every year.
That was
every
on purpose, by the way.
No, we have that happen every year. People try and follow it and the others don't.
Well, we had Mr. Robinson that came in to us and said, listen, I'm trying to follow this ordinance and I can't get clear direction. Are you or are you not enforcing it? It clearly says this, but then everyone does that. So my preference is, even if we want to open our, I mean, not inviting a lawsuit, don't get me wrong, but I'd like to see if we can at least put some language in it that would attempt to define what we really want to have happen. And then if we get a First Amendment cry about it, so be it, we'll deal with it.
I thought there was already a Supreme Court ruling on
the
First Amendment.
There is. That's what we're trying to do.
You know, you lose some, you win some. Let's just put our ordinance and get,
roll the dice.
That's what I'm saying. If you read,
why is this even on our agenda?
Let's
just get
it. Yeah, can I just
go back? We're trying to get it ahead before we get put through it.
Because everyone's filing in 6 months.
We just want to make sure we're doing the right things.
We're going to change the rules. Let's change them and get it after everybody.
Get it done before.
We just want to make sure we're doing the right thing. If we're not doing the right thing, we want to change.
It's tough to tell our staff, ignore.
Pick up the.
Don't read the ordinance. Don't do your job.
It's not as hard to think, but.
It's not. You're right. Let's work. Okay, I'm good with that.
So if we're doing the wrong thing, so if you went through South Jordan, a couple of others, there were just, they took out the signs.
Okay, and let's just look at the makeup of the South Jordan Council.
Okay, that's a good
that's
point.
That's all I'm saying. Who has the more functional council?
You're right, you're right.
Let's keep those signs.
And it's not just council people, but school districts. You don't even know the school district's voting until you see a sign pop up in your seat. Anyway, we might revisit this if we get confused from what we heard tonight.
Yeah, she's broken all ties.
So. I'm hearing that we don't have a unanimous vote to change it, kind of let it go until we get sued.
So we'll make
that. That's what I heard. Gordon, that's your version. That's not mine.
Well, I'm throwing it out there. Is that what
we're
going
to do? Bring you an ordinance.
We're going to make you a proposal in time period.
Yeah. Let's have an ordinance.
I'd also like to see if UDOT has fuzzy language or policy language as opposed to ordinance that they use to determine when they remove signs. If they have some administrative rule, then let's consider adopting a separate administrative rule and a separate ordinance, and we can point to each and say, here you go, candidate, figure it out.
Okay.
Then they just go to the Supreme Court ruling.
It is. What you're saying is right. We'll try to write it.
Okay. Let's go to the economic plan.
We just spent 30 minutes on that.
Just like 10 minutes.
All right. Zion has prepared our updated economic development plan.
I got 10 minutes.
We just want to give each of you a copy. We're not going to...
Oh, this is good reading. Yeah,
we want to talk about tonight.
I want you to read this.
We're going to read every page.
So what we want to do is this is going to come back to you with a presentation in our meeting in December. So we just wanted to give you a month to kind of look it over. So our meeting, I think, is the 17th?
The 9th. Are we supposed to be able to read?
Yes.
You can zoom in. You know the one we emailed you?
Yes, that
you
one.
You can zoom in on that.
So at this point in time, I'm not supposed to be able to make out any of
your
this.
Fingers, Nicole. Just zoom.
Yeah. It's not working.
Oh, push. Control Alt.
No, just go like this.
I know.
Face
have better. Do a bigger thing when you can zoom. Okay.
So you have electronic. We'll try to make it so we publish the actual documents a little bit better. But it's all on. So basically, we just want you to have it, and then we'll have a good presentation from Zion on the 9th. That's it. Okay. You got through it.
You're a good man.
Thank you. Brett, do you have any updates?
Yep.
We're not getting it working. Not working on either machine.
Hey, let's, while they're doing it, let's kind of go over the agenda. We have a closed session tonight. Bring your jammies because we're going to be here for a while tonight. So, just FYI.
Thank you.
Any question on the agenda? We're going to be recognizing Danny tonight, so we're excited about that opportunity. We have the youth council coming, Corley. Anything you need to be?
No, my plan is to just introduce people about what they do, have them each come up and introduce themselves and how long they've been on the council, and then by the time they're all up there and standing, we'll have Jackie do the oath of office, and we'll be done.
Do we have a pin that we could give to the new ones or not?
Do we have their certificate? Oh. We've got certificates for them.
Okay.
Do we have a lot of those pins we used to have?
We have some.
And then we've got the garden chair appreciation.
Most of
Tammy, do we have some little ceremony pins?
Yeah.
Do you give each one of them?
Okay.
Remember those commemorative pins?
Remember those commemorative pins we did that were on the...
Pins.
Yeah.
We have a different pin. That's the new logo.
Oh, okay.
Hey, if it's okay with you, I do have a question on our consent agenda. I've got a question on it rather than just fly through it. I'd like to take some time. I've got a couple of questions on it. Would it be all right if we talk about it? We don't have time anymore. Okay, and then we got two items that we need to take action on. Is the resolution of the fee increase for the asset. Do you want to talk about that at all, Craig?
Yeah, and Pam's going to be here, actually. Okay. So I can talk about it now, or we can...
No, it's okay. I just wanted to have you heads up with you. And then we have the text change on the sign ordinance. So, okay. Any other items we ought to...
I'm just going to say, we'll run that one.
Are you serious about that jammy comment?
Yeah.
It won't run on my
board. That's why I grabbed the Pepsi.
Jammy.
Just revisiting whether that's really happening.
I'm going off 2.5 hours of sleep, so I should be good. Especially when I'm used to being in the bed by night.
Is it a picture?
Brett, why don't you just go ahead? Is it something you could discuss?
Well, what we're going to talk about is the updates on the road. And as the drone flies to the north, it kind of shows you start seeing the bottom of the park there where the road's going in. That's the bottom of the U there. And then what I wanted to show is there's curb and gutter going in to the north already. It's been going in this week and actually more laid down every day. Friday they will start doing a more curb and tie in on Main Street. And it got accomplished and start asphalting back off Main Street into each road. And then Monday they'll continue to start asphalting the rest of it throughout the week.
Very exciting. Here we go. Storms coming in right now.
Very cool.
So you can start to see how this is taking shape, and it's very exciting. It's going to have a great presence in our community. The park is going to be phenomenal for that gathering place. We're very, very excited about what's happening. But and we scrambled to redo that bond and get monies for the road. I wanted to show that we're making huge progress since that time. That's only back in the cold.
Have you put, Tammy, have you put that particular view on Facebook?
Yeah.
Everything's on Facebook except this one was taken today. So.
But they, but
all the videos are.
Let me just tell you,
Council,
I mean, Craig and I have both been down. I've encouraged you to go down and take a tour of it. It's very enlightening. It would be very beneficial to if you get a second to do it. Anything else, Brett?
Mr. Norman, show the yellow is actually a coating. The stone down below, it's lighter, is actually the stone you all picked out, going along with the brick. So,
I really like the colors.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good.
This side is more the, it will be the fenced off area for the police and port entrance and some staff, but most staff will enter from the west side. And then you see there's traders right here at the bottom of the picture. That's the future site of another building. If you want to build another building, you think there might be a police station there in the future as we need have need for space. And that's as the city grows. It seems like it's very close to Main Street. Yes, it is. It kind of hit a problem when we start pushing it south. It gets some minutes away from the park. So construction is on schedule. In fact, there's very... supporting that they, you know, it looks like you're actually saving dollars or going through a CDBG process. So we're anxious to see that. They think they're confident right now and save $100,000 out of a little big picture. It doesn't seem like much, but it just tells them to look for every way they can as the process moves forward. This east side is maybe more employee parking, so allow all the south parking there really for residents and those who can do business in the city. And here again, at the bottom of the page, is another pad we have in the future to build another building. It could be their government building or whatever it deems the council thinks the best interest of the city.
Are we paving that? Are we paving that or grassing?
We're going to be grassing it, landscaping it. So, but all utilities be there, so we just, you know, take out the grass and build them, encroach on the parking lot a little bit. But I think it's been, like I said before, Mayor Colmore's wife thinks our building looks better than theirs.
So
it looks like
that
more traditional look and that more strong government look than what they have. I like their building, though, but I think you're going to have a better message to say about this being a community use.
Yeah, it's a great building.
See the curb out on the main on the at side now, Fort Hamlin Parkway, and their side road is Black Locust Way.
Construction will actually begin there this weekend.
And you see
Friday,
those bulbs
still
not?
Yeah, it'll be done by Monday.
You see that foot, that curb? The reason that is it's only about 45 degree parking along sides of the road. So you really have parking around the park, you also have parking along the road. So it helps that retail, that, you know, that connection to the retail that'll be on that side of it. That's a great picture. You couldn't see that curb when they were flying because of the sun glare, but. Very, very exciting. I think they've accomplished a lot in a short amount of time. Getting the storm drain, sewer run, water main run, and getting the water lines charged and getting it to where now we are basically ready to lay asphalt. And I thought this is the best update you could actually get.
Absolutely. That's great.
Well, can I just take it? Brett has really done a marvelous job. We appreciate all he's done.
Getting this put together and all the meetings he goes to. Thank you, Brett.
Yeah, you know, I have a great supporting staff. Alan's very well, Moy's very well, Blake. But it's a great team. And Tammy used to go. And now we're just getting ready to ball because phase two is the park. So we're going to move on next. We fly this once a week. I think this is the best way to give you updates of what's happening. And as the park is actually, hope it flips around one more time, looks at the park, because you can actually see our excavators are on the park site right now, getting that grading done and stuff ready to move forward.
Boy, this weather's probably been helping for a long
time. Yeah, it's been helping great. thin gray forest.
And now you're trying to create this one where I'm doing cranes for snow.
Well, keep it up, because I'm getting the 7-degree weather here.
It's going to be down fire. My players wouldn't run it. Could I get a motion to adjourn and we'll...
Motion to adjourn from work meeting.
And Catherine's a very involved.